In 1871, as Samuel Emmons, Arnold Haig, James Haig, and others conducted the United States geological exploration of the 40th parallel under the leadership of Clarence King, the Uinta Mountains in northeastern Utah became the subject of intense geological interest. During the winter of 1869-1870, Samuel Emmons, on break from the survey, invited his childhood friend Henry Adams to join the expedition. Henry Adams, the 33-year-old grandson of John Quincy Adams and great-grandson of John Adams, achieved his own prominence as one of the 19th century's preeminent historians and also as editor of Harvard University's North American Review. In the early 20th century, Adams wrote The Education of Henry Adams, the Modern Library Association's number one nonfiction book of the 20th century. Needing a break after completing his first year of teaching at Harvard University and editing the North American Review, Adams accepted Samuel Emmons' invitation and headed west during the summer of 1871 to, quote, spy on the land of the future, end quote. In The Education of Henry Adams, he fondly recalled his experiences among the surveyors. Adams, writing about his conversations with the group in the third person, wrote, quote, "They delighted Adams, for they helped, among other things, to persuade him that history was more amusing than science. The only question left open in doubt was their relative money value. In Emmons' camp, far up in the Uintas, these talks were continued till the frosts became sharp in the mountains. History and science spread out in personal horizons toward goals no longer far away," end quote. Although the trip to Utah apparently did not contribute significantly to the education of Henry Adams, it reacquainted him with Emmons and created a lifelong friendship with Clarence King, who in 1879 became the first director of the United States Geological Survey. Research and writing for this Beehive Archive episode were done by Nicholas Demas. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Elaine Thatcher.